What's going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? This is the Gamblers Anonymous Podcast, GAP, GAP for short, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. Welcome back, y'all. I'm back from my two-week hiatus. I'm sorry I missed two episodes, but you know what? I had to go balls to walls. I had my last big boy exam in university. Knock on wood, I passed that shit. Never have to do it again. But I'm back. And not only am I back, I'm back for the back to back to back. Three straight days of NHL playoff action locks for y'all. So gotta keep up, gotta stay tuned, and gotta keep betting them locks. Cause that's what I'm about to give y'all. It's Friday, 4:30. I'm your host, JG. And before we get into this week's locks, we gotta go into the recap from 2 weeks ago. So a quick recap of episode 71. We continued our UFL, the new football league season off with another hot start, 2-0. We had the Birmingham Stallions cover the -6.5, -110, lock it in, and they beat the Michigan Panthers. I told y'all, it's been done. They've done it in the past. They keep doing it, and they cannot be contained. The next one I had for y'all, DC Defenders, Houston Roughnecks. I did the alternative spread to 40 points, or not spread, the total, 40 spread, 40 total, -125, and that came in no problem. The only one we lost, the ATP Monte Carlo, Nicholas Jarry versus Thomas Martin Echeverry, and we were one break of serve away from hitting that at +110. Oh, so close, so close. You could almost taste it, that perfect 3-0. But we got foiled. Echeverry won it 2-0 in sets, and we were that close to hitting it. And when it came to our to the moon, DC Defenders made a great play. I think it was a defensive pick, defensive fumble. I don't remember. It's been 2 weeks. But they drove down after that. And what did they do? We had them first score touchdown. They threw a pick six, a 100-yard pick six to the Houston Roughnecks. And they got the first score of a game by touchdown. Then they went down the field and scored a touchdown themselves. So how are you going to do? What are you going to do? We're going to go to this week, episode 72. And let's start it off. NHL playoffs lock number one. We got the Hurricanes versus the Islanders. And give me the Hurricanes on the money line, -185. Get the broomsticks out, because the Islanders are getting swept this year. The Canes just have too much talent. They have too much everything compared to the Islanders. Gensel. Oh, Teravainen, Svechnikov, Jarvis, Pesci, Slavin. The names continue and continue and continue. They just got too much. The Islanders can't match up. Sorokin hasn't been the same goalie he was last year. Varlamov has been good, but he hasn't been great. And after what happened last game, leading 3-0 and then getting 5 unanswered scored on them, I think their heart has just been taped. You know, ripped out of their chest, and they got to start fresh. Sorry, Patty Waugh, you my boy. I love y'all. I love you when you're an Avalanche goalie, but and the coach, to be honest, but I'm sorry. Your season's over. You guys got to get ready for next year. Enjoy the greens, enjoy the links, and just enjoy it while you can, man. When you just look at everything, the Canes have more shots on that. They have doubled the amount of scoring chances. They have more high danger scoring chances. And when even you look at the Corsi and the Fenwick, there's just an absurd difference in those numbers. I'm telling you, in Corsi, Canes have more than 100 more shots than the Islanders. Fenwick, they have more than 50 shots. What that is, Corsi is every shot on net, everything, shots, post, missed shots, block shots. That's what all Corsi. So they got 100 more shots going towards the Islander goalie. Fenwick is everything but block shots. So just take away 50 block shots and they're still out shooting them. So what that really means is the Canes are dominating them. And this isn't close. I'm telling y'all, And even when you look at their last 10 between these two, Canes are 8-2 in the last 10 against the Islanders. They're about to make it 8-2 or 9-1, whichever it may be. But just lock it in. Carolina Hurricanes minus 185. There we go. Now let's go to lock number two. Florida Panthers versus Tampa Bay Lightning. I got Sergei Bobrovsky over 25.5 saves minus 130. I think this series might be over here, but Tampa is going to do everything they can to extend this run. Never count out a former champion. Never doubt the heart of a lion. And because of that, Mr. Bobby Save of the Year is gonna be getting peppered with shots this game. But I got more than a hunch on this one. Tampa Bay at home this year put up 1,288 shots. Divide that by 41 home games. That gives us an average of 31.42 shots for their averaging when they're at home. And Florida allowed in 41 away games, 1,152, which is a solid average of 28.1 shots against. So when we take the average of both, we should expect 29.76 shots headed toward Sergei Bobrovsky. But now we got to account for the goals against average in 41 games for Florida. And they had a league low of 93 against, which is good for 2.27. And Tampa, the third highest goals for while at home. With 156 goals, they averaged 3.81. You take that average, that comes to 3.04 goals expected against Bobrovsky. You subtract that from the shot against average, and that gets us to 26.72 saves projected for Bobrovsky to make. So even if you take the over of that, if you round down, that's 26, 27 saves Bobby Boy's gonna have. And in the last five matches Bobby's played in Tampa Bay, he's hit the over of 25.5 shots each time. He's made no less than 26 saves in any of those games. So Sergei Bobrovsky over 25.5 saves minus 130. Oh, there we go, baby. And lock number three. Dallas Stars versus Vegas Golden Knights. Give me the reigning Conn Smythe winner, Jonathan Marchessault, over 0.5 points minus 130. Vegas is back. They pulled off the LTIR scam once more. They got their top line of Barbashev, Eichel, and Marchessault back together. That was at the forefront of their cup run last year. And with that being said, Marchessault from last year's playoff run, where in game two against Dallas, has a point in each of his last 12 postseason games. I don't know what it is about Marchie in the playoffs, but he is a different beast than the same animal. I love using that quote by Kobe Bryant to Kanye West. But one of the last original misfits, and with this being his last possible year with the Golden Knights because of salary cap issues, let's just keep riding the streak, baby. And let's keep riding before everyone else takes notice of what he's done last year and this year. 12 consecutive straight games of a point. Let's make it 13. So lock it in. Jonathan Marchessault to over 0.5 points minus 130. And now let's go to the moon. First one I got for you guys. Florida Panthers under 2.5 goals. Team total goals plus 150. You know what Vasilevsky does in the playoffs in elimination games? He's that guy. He is him. Since 2019, I think he has under 2 goals against average. He's posted like 3 or 4 shutouts in that time. I don't have the exact stats because I didn't want to do the math myself and calculate that Toronto game last year, but he had 2 goals against. And I expect it to be the same way. Florida under 2.5 goals at plus 150. Next, we have Boston and Toronto to go to overtime, plus 300. 2 of 4 of their matches in the regular season this year went to OT. So it's just math. They've already played 2 games. This is the third game. Or, no, they've already played three games. My mistake. So it's time. It's time they go to OT. And then the final one, Dallas at Vegas to go to overtime two at plus 300. Last year when they met in playoffs, three of their six games went to OT. This is game number three. So what do you think is going to happen? OT, baby. And when you put those three games together, that comes to plus 3,900. You throw 30 bucks on it. That gets you right on the dot, $1,200. And not a cent more, not a cent less. So that's it for today's episode. Gamble at your own risk. I'll see you for episode two tomorrow. NHL playoffs, day two of three. Have a good one. Peace.